We did not bother checking the engine for booby traps. The Unifieds would not do anything to endanger the barges. They couldn't. In a few short weeks, they would need the birds as much as we did. The other barges were commandeered without taking casualties. We were the only team that encountered resistance. I entered the cockpit and overheard our pilot.
What the hell do you mean they're offline? No one shuts their reactors down.
It's not the reactors. We can't engage the engines.
Why would they take their engines offline?
Maybe it's a security measure.
The pilot turned to me.
We've got a problem, sir. The engines aren't responding.
I wanted to ask the bastard what he expected me to do about it, but I kept my mouth shut.
There must be a security code. See if you can override it.
How the spec am I supposed to do that?
Find the docking computer and disengage it.
If this specker has a docking computer, it's gonna be in the cockpit.
The pilot played with his computer.
Speckin' hell, I found it. Disengaging docking buoys.
The barge hummed to life. Then we pulled away from the buoy. And the barge went completely dark. There wasn't any warning. One moment we were moving, and the next moment the lights went out and the power shut off.
What the speck just happened?
I stepped to the window of the cockpit and looked out at the row of darkened ships beside us. Off in the distance, five anomalies appeared like small explosions. The Unifieds had broadcasted ships in to intercept us. They were tens of thousands of miles away. But the term, thousands of miles, loses its meaning when discussing ships capable of traveling 39 million miles in an hour. Using the command link in my visor, I contacted the mission coordinator.
We have a serious problem here. Have your engineers hacked into the broadcast station?
That was the beauty of having a spy ship in your fleet. Somewhere out there, a team of engineers sat on an invisible cruiser as they broke into Unified Authority transportation computers.
The Unifieds must have remote access to our controls.
I am aware of the situation.
Are you also aware that half the damned UA Navy just broadcasted in to stop us?
They won't attack, General. The Unifieds need those barges.
They have us cornered.
I have the situation under control.
Outside our barge, the Unified Authority continued to close in on us. Our barges sat defenseless. We sat defenseless. They would not attack us with their cannons and fighters, but we weren't going anywhere with our engines down and our power off.
You better do something.
Not yet.
What the spec are you waiting for?
General, you do realize that the Unifieds may be listening in on our conversation.
The Unifieds had sent five ships to stop us. Five capital ships. I could see them clearly. I could see the sharp tips of their bows and the flares from their engines. Only a few miles away, they drifted toward us, circling in for the kill. One of the ships lowered its shields, and a line of transports drifted out from each of its landing bays. The same lack of precautions that had enabled us to enter this barge would now work against us. In another 5 minutes, those transports would attach themselves to our barge.
Engage 10 shields.
I obeyed, but I did not understand.
Shit.
Behind the battleships, the Mars broadcast station flared into overdrive, its power glowing as bright as a star. It was closer to the Unified ships than I had imagined, and moving in fast, with threads of lightning flashing across its dish. I did not know how they accomplished it, but somehow our hackers had freed the station from its orbit and sent it flying in our direction. In another moment, its anomaly would destroy the Unified Authority's self-broadcasting ships. Ships with built-in broadcast engines need to avoid broadcast stations because exposure to an externally generated anomaly overloads their broadcast generators. The anomaly destroyed the UA transports as well. And then the juice from the broadcast station engulfed the barges. I saw the lightning through my tent shields, jagged, dancing slabs of white fire that wrapped around the cockpit. When I lowered my tent shields and looked out into space, we were orbiting Gobi.
Did we get any of their ships?
Admiral Jolly answered.
We got all of them, General. We destroyed two self-broadcasting destroyers and three self-broadcasting battleships. I don't know how many battleships they have left, but I'll bet they don't have any to spare.
Nope. Sooner or later, they're going to run out of ships.